tuned into the Audio Asylum. Let's get crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world's most pointless podcast. Welcome to the motherfucking Audio Asylum. I'm Joe.
I'm John Graves, whatever you want to call me.
I'm Anthony.
And,
I'm also Anthony.
Yeah, we got another Anthony in the room.
Anthony Millo and Anthony, Anthony M, Anthony R.
Yeah.
Just call me the Knee of Justice.
And we are here to provide more stupidity and laughs and, hopefully some education to your ears.
Little mental health awareness. It's Mental Health Month. Along those lines. I don't know why we need a month to not want to kill ourselves, but that's all right.
Yeah, you should not want to kill yourselves every day. And, you know, speaking of not wanting to kill yourselves, here in New York, on July 1st, everything opens back up. That's pretty fire. I mean, yay. I know a lot of people have opinions. I'm just personally excited to do things I haven't done in a while. I hit up a comedy club recently for the first time in a year and a half, and holy shit, did it fucking feel amazing again, because as much fun as I had doing everything I've had fun doing during the lockdown, I have very much missed the outside life outside of my basement walls. So, oof, what a breath of fresh air.
Being introverted's a little overrated.
Oh, yeah.
When you're forced to do it, it kind of sucks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the first 4 months of this shit, I was kind of thriving, just drinking, playing video games, doing other shit. And I enjoyed everything I was doing after that, but goddamn, being at live entertainment felt good again. Holy shit. Concerts this summer, I'm going balls to the wall, unless COVID dick smacks us right in the mouth again. But it is what it is, and I'm just looking forward to summer. Hell yes. But I haven't had you guys on the podcast in a while, and I've been saving the specific story for the show. So, if you bear with me while I load up my email here, about a month ago, I was doing what I do, and I was, you know, scrolling through the old dating apps, the OkCupid, if you will, and I got a match, and I can't remember, you know, this person's name, but this person basically said that they wanted to be my, you know, they wanted to be a mistress to me. Like, I was supposed to be their slave. You know what I'm saying?
I could see you doing that. I could see you wearing a gimp suit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. For a second, I was entertaining this.
Oh.
Like, legitimately entertaining.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm almost to the email, so I can give you the play-by-play, because I entertained the fuck
out of
this.
I'm gonna tell you right now if you should just stop this. But go on.
Oh, I stopped!
Okay, then it had to be something pretty gnarly.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, proceed, Joe. We're all ears.
So, in the OkCupid messages, which no longer exist, which was red flag number one. That's red flag number uno. After she gave me her email address, that shit just straight disappeared. And she was like, I'm gonna email you, you know,
that bitch wanted to steal your kidneys.
My information. So we can set this up. So here we go. I'm going to read you email numero uno. From Sufi Isabel. She spells
Sufi?
S-U-P-H-I-E. Oh. I would assume that would be Sophie.
Okay.
I'm glad you're interested to serve me as my slave.
Ugh.
So are you really here, sincere, and willing to submit yourself to me under my orders and guidance as your superior mistress, exploring new things and your fetish scene, expanding your understanding about domination and submission? Good saleswoman, if you ask me at first.
Sounds like a robot.
Yeah. So
these people exist. Like, they think that they just need to have the ground they walk on worship.
Oh, I have photos and videos also.
Oh, shit!
Yeah.
Oh, shit!
So I reply, as I do, very subtly, I say, I gotta say, I'm definitely interested and intrigued. What steps do I have to take to get this started?
My man was joining the... it's like joining the Freemasons. It's the Free Willy Masons.
Oh my god.
Not even free, it's binded.
So she said, okay, good. I need to ask you some questions before we can proceed to your first session / training. Training? I gotta train to be a sex slave. Don't all I gotta do is lay there and give you food and dick?
Nah, bro, there's a whole insurance fucking...
No, dude.
There's a whole union involved.
You're terribly naive if you think that that's all... If you think you're getting out of this and... Like, no, dude.
So, she also goes, have you ever served a mistress before? And I go, no, I honestly have to say, I haven't. Great. Oh, here's where the pictures come in, the first view. She says, great, by the way, I'm Mistress Dixie Isabel, nurse by profession, and I've been for 7 years active in the lifestyle as a mistress.
Isn't that fucking weird, though? Like, maybe, like, has she ever diddled any patients?
7 years.
If this bitch is this weird, like...
You know,
she's a nurse by profession. No, here's the thing. I'm sure she's absolutely professional in her...
Nurse field.
In her field.
Yeah.
That's the
so.
No, I think this is the nighttime weekend activity side
yeah,
of her.
I think right. so.
This
I
hope is the
so.
Side that no coworker knows.
This
yep.
This is the Jedi in the streets and the Sith in the sheets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
May the fourth be with you, by the way.
Oh yes,
oh,
yes,
yes,
it is.
We're
national,
recording this on May 4th.
So, National Stir Wars Day.
So she continues. I'm very much educated and experienced. I've conducted some sessions that will expand your sexual experience and understanding about this lifestyle. I am a strict but fair mistress, but not a total sadist. I'm a little stupid. I don't know what that means.
Sadist. It means, like, not a total person that wants to hurt people.
Oh, okay. Oh, dope. If I would have known what that meant, maybe I would have went full through with it.
Yeah, sadist means, like, you like
you
hurting
look up
people.
Words, Joe?
No.
And a sadomasochist means you like to hurt yourself.
I ask my smart friends what words mean. So, she goes, I enjoy most body worship and being adored by my slave. And I'm looking for a slave who is totally devoted and totally obedient. A slave who can meet my expectations kindly. Introduce yourself. Tell me more about yourself. Now, at this point, I'm sitting on the toilet at work reading this, by the way.
This sounds like a robot. I'm not gonna lie.
I thought that,
yeah.
too.
Like,
yeah.
She definitely sent you, like, fucking the same Google images that, like, get sent to you from, like, fucking, hey, hot and ready singles in your area.
Yeah, I was like, this sounds like a bot, but... Let me see how much further I can push this. You know what I'm saying?
I trust you, Joe.
So, I got sent just fucking... Now, it all looks like all the right. same chick.
It does.
All looks like the
you
same chick.
You know how
chick.
This is what I've learned in my years of
no being wisdom. A pervert on the internet?
Yeah, if you really want to make sure it's them, you got to ask them to do something weird. You got to be like, I need you to pick your nose with your right hand and using the index finger and the pinky, I want you to, like, one of them in the nose, one of them in the mouth.
So
if they send you a picture of them doing that and it's the same girl from all the other pictures, you're good.
Yeah, so I go on and I'm like, all right, she wants me to tell her about myself, and I'm like, let's do it, you know? I go, I'm Joe, teacher's assistant by day.
Sexual deviant by night.
Yeah, teacher's assistant by day, podcast, YouTube.
Extraordinaire.
Creator by afternoon. And
Magnum meat moron by night.
And guitar player in training by night.
He's only playing the guitar at night.
But she said, and I go, you know, like, do creative content with my friends. And I like going to comedy clubs, pursuing a possible career in stand-up. Pretty much all I can lay down on you. I'm pretty much interested in everything. I go, where do you live? Manhattan? She goes, well and good. Very interesting. Yes, Manhattan. And to be clear, I don't want questions nor suggestions in here, my dear. Now, at this point, I was like, ooh, I'm getting bossed around. I like it.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? Oh. And she hit me with the I'm dear, and I'm like, yo, even if this is a bot... This bot's getting me kind of hard.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm
saying?
I've always... That's one thing...
This bot's turning me on if it's a bot.
Yeah.
But at this point, I'm also doing it for the culture. I'm like, this would be a fun story to tell on the show.
If a nut gets busted at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if it was an AI that made you.
Yeah, so as I look into the camera when I say this, never say I haven't embarrassed myself to entertain any of you. So...
All right, well, I mean...
She goes... I am the mistress here, and you are my sub. I know what I am doing, and I hate being dictated. All you have to do is trust your mistress, because I will take you to a proper place. Do you understand? Question mark. She hit me with the 2008 Chris Jericho.
That sounds like she's putting something in your butt.
Yeah, she said, more important is to address me as mistress always. You know what I replied?
Yes, mistress.
Yes, mistress. That is exactly what I replied.
Oh, God, she's teaching you the lifestyle. Yeah. She indoctrinated you.
Not only did I say yes, mistress, I put a few dots and I said understood.
Why don't you fucking Google this fucking mistress IEP or some shit? Oh, I said that. The mistress IP.
So here's...
It's like Buffalo Bill 386.
So here's where it took a turn. Rob was like, yo, I'm not stupid. 90% of me was like, this is fake. This message, I was like, maybe this ain't fake. She goes, anyway, after this pandemic, are you willing to start pursuing real time with me and meet my expectations? Are you willing to meet me? I go.
Yes, mistress.
I go, yeah, mistress. Ah! She goes, good, because I'm not only into online domination, I'm into real domination, but first I will show you my blog. Now here's where I knew it was bullshit. After I read that, I'm like, here's the catch, you know? I was like, I was right. I was expecting a link email at some point, because I'm not stupid. Some of these bitches are just only in it for the OnlyFans. Oh, nice. And that's cool if you're in it for the OnlyFans. I don't hate on it. But be a little just bit more upfront with it. Just be like, hey, just subscribe to my shit. I'm not gonna fuck you. Nobody's gonna get offended. So I want you to read my personal info and rules as a mistress. Watch my videos on how I train my slaves in dominant sides before starting your training. And engage me there so that you'll become an official slave. Understood? That fart smelled. And he said...
Sorry, folks.
And I was like, got it. Sends me the link, and then I pretty much knew... Like, I was like, yeah, this is where I stopped replying. I got the story out of it at this point. And then I don't reply. I get another email with a video. Okay?
Uh-oh.
I'm loading the vid up.
Is this where it gets juicy? This is her slave. This is one of her slaves. This isn't her.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think it was one of her slaves, too, because she didn't...
Wait.
But nope, that's her. Same girl as the pictures.
All right, so describe to the people what you're seeing here.
So I'm seeing a chick. The video starts at her heels and slowly pans up to the same girl that was in the pictures, same girl on the OkCupid profile. And some very sexy black lingerie being...
Definitely hotel carpet.
Yeah, definitely a hotel carpet. That was a nice red hotel carpet.
Yeah.
And she got red lipstick and...
I don't give a shit about the carpet on the floor. What's going on with the carpet in her pants?
Oh, yeah. There's some no nice carpet. Sexy
she's
black
definitely,
lingerie.
She's wearing some lingerie where if there was carpet, you would see it.
Yeah, if she would move her thigh a little bit... We'd see some push. Here,
okay,
let me...
so it's all up in there.
Yeah, if she moved her right thigh.
Oh, it's like a see-through joint.
Yeah, we'd see some snatch.
It's like a... Yeah, I see.
See some snatch snacks.
Why do they call it that anyway?
Snatch?
Yeah.
Because it snatches your fucking soul.
Yeah. Now...
Not all of it, kids.
Yeah, not all of it.
Not all of your soul. Just enough to make you want to sell the rest of it. No, I'm joking. Not all of the snatch. Not all of the snatch makes you want to sell the soul.
Yeah, so... She sent me that, and then another follow-up email, are you done yet, my dear?
Welcome to the Simp Podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and then she goes, still there, and I never replied, because at that point, I'm like, I got sent a link. But I felt like, as I was getting these emails, I was like, I want to see how far I can push this. I think I pushed it pretty far without doing anything stupid. Now, the question is here, if there was no link sent...
Would you have kept entertaining it?
Probably, because I was having way too much fun at my day job reading these emails. Way too much fun.
I have to take a leak. Oh. I have a story.
You go piss.
That's very similar to this one. I don't know, Graves, if you want...
I would have ate grapes out that chick's butthole.
If that chick isn't even the person that you...
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm pretty sure you were just talking to a...
A fucko.
A robotic...
Yeah.
...system that does this, that tries to fucking get people's money out of credit people. Card
yeah, exactly.
numbers and yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it does... These things do tend to seem very promising.
Oh, yeah.
But there's two things that you can do.
Do what I did and just stop messaging.
Yeah. That's one. Two, you could just go out and get an actual mistress if you're that interested.
Yeah.
Just do the work, man.
Yeah, oh, the internet.
Or, you know, that's what I would say.
Yeah.
You know, why not?
But I would
have... But here's the thing, Joe. I mean, all this is, you know, all nice and whatnot, but my question to you is, if given the opportunity, or if you were willing to fully, you know... go about doing this. You think you'd really be into a lot of this stuff? Because I think that you're just a tad bit naive to this particular world.
Oh, no, wait, hold on, man.
Oh, this world is
fool.
This isn't spitting in her mouth and
some
hair pulling.
This isn't 50 Shades of
Grey. No, this is like me with a dog collar on.
This is like you're going to be dressed like Rob Halford.
Yeah, no.
Like living in her... Yeah, shit.
And you're gonna be singing like him too.
Yeah, no.
Like you ever see Euro Trip with the fucking weird. Oh.
Right. So that's my question to you. Like
the goldfish is slaving.
Are you already? Would you be willing to do any of that?
Oh no, I don't want to be walked like a dog. I'm cool with that. I don't want to be locked in a shed either. I'm all right.
Yeah, none of that. I've never understood. None of that does anything.
Here's the thing.
What's your safe word?
My safe word?
Yeah, what's your safe word if you had one?
Guggenheimlich?
Corn.
Say if she's corn?
Yeah, corn. That's my safe word.
Okay.
Corn.
Corn.
Corn!
And then she proceeds to fucking down to
and the then she'll go, no, and then go, she'll...
With a cedar cane!
No, you
with
see...
With a cedar cane!
No, you see, because that's going to backfire, because she's going to go, oh, you like corn?
You want it in the
and
corn,
she's
going to
put freak on a leash on, and she's going to do you
oh,
in the corn.
Pot, yeah.
Exactly. With a cob of corn.
Yeah.
So there's no way you're going to really get out of this. I just say that you're not a... Yeah, man, you don't want that. You want a girl.
Yeah, I want a nice girl like Don Vito. Where are all the nice girls? Rest in peace. Don Vito. But, yeah, I would... I mean, listen, I've always said on... I've said this on past episodes 1,000 times. I'd get weird, like, for my favorite porn star. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if Gia Page wanted to put a dog collar on me for the one time... Like, and treat me like complete shit.
Yeah, I get what you...
No.
Hey. Call me what you will, ladies and gentlemen.
No, because I could just do that to her.
Yeah, I'm down to switch the roles, too.
Or you could just, like... see, this is where I'm a business-minded retard. Or you could just be, like, marketing yourself out on Craigslist the same way my man from Mr. Fantastic...
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to point something out.
With the leaking, with the waterworks from fucking... You remember what movie I'm talking about? What movie was that? Horrible Bosses.
Anthony over here is a business-minded retard.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm thinking, you could just be like, I am a slave for sale. Hey, does your husband boss you around?
Yeah, but she's not paying you.
Oh, yeah, no. Listen,
well,
man.
Well, that's my point. Who the fuck is doing that? If people will be paid to be walked like a dog.
I mean, look, I'll get on all fours and bark like a dog if it's a decent fucking sum of money.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
But there's guidelines here.
Yeah.
There's guidelines here.
Oh, if I'm getting
If
paid.
You stick but a finger in my ass, it's on. I'm fighting you.
Yeah. See, that's the whole thing.
I don't want
I'm that. Making you sign something, and if something goes... Everything's being videotaped.
No.
Everything's being videotaped. Yeah. It's getting mailed to your mom and your dad if you want to fuck... If you want.
Here we go. It's the age-old question, but I'm going to switch up the beginning of the question.
No, you just multiply it by 100%. Whatever the fuck it is, you add a zero to the end of it.
I'm going
to... If they go near your butt with a finger.
I'm just going to ask...
If it's $1 million, it's $10 million now.
Okay.
But you also got to ask yourself...
Look, here's the thing.
What's your butthole
to
entrance
me,
percentage?
I'm perfectly okay with just having regular sex.
Yeah, regular sex, yeah.
Regular sex nowadays, to me, I assume nobody fucks like they did in the 1800s. I'm pretty sure everybody's...
On rocks and shit.
Dirty fucking... No, I mean dirty fucking...
Wait a minute. Yeah, no. Hold on. Let me just fucking nick something in the ass real quick with my fucking...
No pun intended.
Yeah, with my very limited amount of experience here. Let me tell you why we're raised incorrectly with movies. Like, you see shit in movies where, like, oh yeah, a guy's getting a blowjob in a fucking bathroom stall. That don't happen.
That's not true.
Well, that's what
happens. No, it happens. But let me tell you why, if there's a grown-ass man and a grown-ass woman involved, it doesn't. Because that dude's dick has been through the entire day, probably without being washed.
Well, this brings me to another question. Best place you got your meat sucked?
Me?
Yeah.
In my own bedroom.
Like, dopest place you got your meat sucked. Let's not count bedrooms.
Oh, like a risky place?
Yeah, or like...
I got a blowjob in the, the walk-in of an apartment building.
Oh, that's fire.
Like, the three... It's kind of not good, but... I was like, it's the three steps and the intercom and the main door to get in. Oh. I was right there.
I got a blowjob at a house party in a bathroom. That wasn't my house. That was pretty fire. And I think we've all gotten our meat sucked in a movie theater.
I never did anything in a movie theater. No, because I'm there to watch a fucking movie.
Oh, I was not.
Look, man, the cinema is sacred to me. I'm there to watch a even when I was a teenager, I didn't make out during movies.
No, I went just for that.
No, dude, I didn't make out during movies. I paid $12.50 to go see a goddamn movie.
John does it for the culture.
Honestly, though, I was the kind of dude that would take a girl to the movies, and if she wanted to blow me, I'd be like, yo, shut the fuck up.
I'm trying to, like, watch the movie.
We're watching Amazing Spider-Man 2, trying to like this movie, but it's bad.
I was getting full sucky while Bumblebee was fighting robots.
Yeah, well, that movie sucks.
Well, no, not the original Bumblebee. I think Transformers 2.
Yeah, well, that movie sucks.
Yeah, you can insert any Michael Bay Transformers thing prior to what you said. And, yeah, that's the movie to get a blowjob to.
I would definitely cop some WAP to that movie.
What about you? Best place you've gotten meat suck?
First Lutheran Church in the church. During a christening of one of my nephews.
We do it for the Lord.
That's so terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible, but at the same time, it's like...
Dang, you didn't even make
I was expected to be like, yeah, it was Battle of the Bands 2009. No, it was my fucking... No. I was like, that's a rad-ass story.
Yeah, right.
Like, okay, it's a kid's party.
No, it was a kid's party. It was bad. It wasn't even the party yet.
It was a kid's party?
It wasn't even the... I told you it was a christening.
That's fucking...
For one of my nephews. No, it wasn't even my nephew.
That's
it was my niece.
Fucking wrong.
No, it was either one of my nephews or my niece. I know that. I go to the bathroom because... My ex at the time...
I was going to say, who could have possibly sucked your dick there? It was your ex, all right.
Or it was the nun that knocked out of the door.
Yeah. It was Susan.
Yeah, it was Susan. Susan Squally. So she goes to me, she goes...
I thought it was Lady Delflower.
She goes, you know what would be... And she goes, you know what would be really weird right now? And I go, weird in a good way or weird in a bad way? Because she's automatically in mid-sentence reaching down to my fucking crotch. And see, this is where women just have, like, an automatic hold on you. Because it's like, what am I going to do? Report her for sexual harassment?
No, you got to tell her you're in the house of the Lord.
No, you're going to look in her eyes and smile and say,
but see, that's why witches were burned, Anthony.
Son, this is the house of the Lord. And the last thing I'd ever think about doing in the house of the Lord is getting somebody performing fellatio on me, especially on a family member's christening. That's a sacred sacrament, and it should not be shat upon by your sexual deviance.
Have you read the
rules
of the road?
And not to mention the fact that if you're going to use any kind of crucifix to put in my butthole, I would like a 14 centimeter wide, 13 centimeter long, and 6 inch... What's the other dimension? Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that's probably the last thing I would want to do, bro.
Yeah!
But it's your life experience,
We don't judge anybody.
Whose accent that is, fucking perspective. But anyway, yeah, we can't laugh at that anymore, I guess.
Yeah, those FLC bathrooms are not sacred.
Dude, when
the basement. The upstairs in the actual church... Those are sacred.
Let me tell you something, man.
Got the holy water piss.
So for anybody listening that's like, yo, what the fuck is FLC? It's
the church.
For the listeners outside of the Bronx, New York, It is a church with a basement where there would be live music shows and occasionally, like, these dance parties. And, yo, those dance parties when we were younger, like, we were, like, 14.
Those got pretty crazy.
Yo, people were booty humping and fucking and finger blasting.
See, that's where one of the stories of a woman that I had been with at a time in my life could tell you that could be where she had the coolest experience of getting fingered.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
because I literally am, like, lifting her up like Mac from fucking, what's it called? From Sonny in Philadelphia.
Dude, I remember I used to be at and I'm guilty of that myself when I was with a certain person at the time doing shit there. But, like, I remember being there one time without that person, and I was like, I'm just watching teenagers hump. And it's not fun because my girlfriend
is with
me.
All these grown-ass adults come here, too. That's one thing. After you do that, and then you're like, yo, there's, like, a lot of 45, 50-year-olds.
Yeah, there was definitely a lot of people there that were, like, way older than us.
And then there was people there that looked like they were, like, 35, 40.
That's because they were 35 and 40,
Yeah.
Without a fucking
and
shadow.
What he's getting at, though, is they were the ones that were our age and just
that
looked
yeah,
th-
there,
40,
was the, there was that
because they
mix.
Were just rapid running their fucking nose through the fucking powder highway.
I wish Blastoise was here right now, because one of my favorite times going to one of these things is he was crying outside. I'm sure if he was here, he would tell it.
What a wuss.
But yeah, what a wussy. But he was crying one time about something, and I was like, Blastoise, you good? And he was drinking Four Locos.
Hey, for all the guys actually listening here, it's okay to cry.
Yeah, that's fine. I do it all the time.
It's okay to cry. Yeah, just use your tears as lube. So that you don't lose any nutrients in the process.
But he was pounding down the Four Locos. And
I don't know what that meant either.
Mid-cry, this dude goes, and just purple alien vomit just fucking squirted out.
God, Four Loko was the worst shit.
Almost hit Danny.
That shit was brewed in the devil's dick.
No, you can still talk. I just didn't want you to block
the
camera.
He wanted to go to the bathroom.
Oh, bathroom?
No. Yeah, just imagine like you're in a church. And this is my experience. Like, everyone's grinding up against each other. It's like the middle of July. Just imagine running your hand on a nice church wall and it's just all sweat and dirt.
Oh, dude, those walls.
Oh.
Those walls.
I think that's why we're all impervious to corona. We don't really, we can't get it. It's
yeah,
fucking,
probably.
Got the vaccine in 07.
I remember one time Chris came with us to one of these dance things. And, you know, the usual was going on. Everybody's humping. And I remember Chris looked up at the wall, there was a cross, looked back at me, and he was like, the Lord's watching. And I don't know why, but that shit made me laugh so hard. But, and they would feed us, like, we were kids, but they fed us hot dogs and Monster Energy drinks. We were hopped up off hot dogs and Monster Energy drinks.
Speaking of crosses, I remember people, the statue of Jesus up on the wall, they used to throw their coats on it.
This is the not-so-holy cast.
Hey, you know what's really funny is I think we're all a lot more Christ-like than most of the Christians that would end up trying to laugh at this show anyway.
Yeah.
Bam! That was a banger. Something I did.
Bang. But, oh man, it was crazy times back then. Crazy, crazy times.
Like, I mean, look at Anthony. Look at you. Just get in front of the camera real quick. Just show everybody. Look at him. Come on. That's a beard, long hair. My man is Jesus, okay? I don't give a fuck what anybody says. He is Jesus.
We actually found him walking across the water down near Preston, and we were like, we need to take him somewhere. We're like, you can't be seen by all the other humans. You're ours now.
You're gonna get crucified.
Yeah, oh my god.
Are you gonna bring me to the interdimensions and crucify me?
No. We're gonna bring you to the interdimensions, and we're gonna turn you evil so you could crucify. All right, this is the wrong. The different fucking show, man.
Save that for
we
the visuals.
We can't give anybody no fucking.
Yeah, save that for the videos. But, oh my god. But, I still can't believe, man. Like, John, you never went to one movie that just sucked and got tuggied?
No.
I respect it.
No, because it's not something that I don't go to the fucking movies for this fuckery.
The
cinema is
it.
A sacred fucking place.
You've also worked
Jesus
in the
Christ.
Cinema.
Christ. He's so fucking serious.
Huh? I said, you've also worked in the cinema.
Oh, I used to go fuck around with a chick in the parking lot.
Oh, there you go.
My man's like a cleric.
You ever banged against like a dumpster or something?
Nah, I fucked in the car.
Car sex. I haven't had car sex.
I fucked her in a car and she went, we were parked by the dumpster and she went, are you fucking me by a dumpster because I'm trash?
Yo!
That's the shit bitches
and
say!
Yes! And I should've went, Well, then that... Well, what I did say was, then that makes me trash, too. And then I proceed to go in.
Nah.
Yeah. What I should have said... No, what I should have said is, yeah, you are.
Y'all.
That's
no,
what
you
I
know what
have
you
said.
Should have really said?
Pour one out.
Nah. Here we go. This is what you really should have said. Oh, whoa. You should have said, as you grabbed her from the nostrils, you should have said, oh, trash is too good for you. You're fucking sewage. And then just went...
God damn.
I can't do that, man.
I mean, either. I can't.
I'm a gentle soul.
That's why I gotta write stories about that. Because the women that actually... Yo, that's... I
what kind of stories are you writing?
The ones women are actually gonna read.
Erotic fantasy.
The graphic novel that's way in the back of Blockbuster in
the
secret door.
The ones that make all the dudes go, I don't want a fucking daughter. Fuck that. I ain't passing my fucking land on to her. Fuck that bitch.
You guys ever walked in on somebody fucking around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At a party once, it was weird.
Yeah, funny story.
Not nice.
Go ahead.
When me and Mike in our younger days, we were at the beach, and we went down there, and I'm pretty sure I saw someone get in the sloppy toppy.
Oh, I might have said this on a past podcast. Last summer, me and this chick were walking back to her house, and we were walking on the bike trail by the park.
Yeah.
And me and her turn our head at the same time to look out into the field.
Yeah.
And on a...
Excuse me.
And on a picnic bench was some dude late... It was two dudes.
Oh!
It wasn't far enough for where we couldn't tell what they were. It was two dudes.
Oh, okay.
And there was the one dude was like totally laid out on the top of the picnic table.
Yeah.
And this other dude is sucking the shit out of
him. Oh
yeah.
My God. What?
Yeah.
No, you've never told me that story.
And she turns her head and I turn my head and we both look at each other at the same exact time. And she went, that guy is sucking that guy's dick. And I went, yeah, that guy's sucking that guy's dick.
You know what that makes me think about? In The Shining, when the dude with the fucking mask
the
pops
dog
up,
mask, yeah.
The dog mask pops up, and the other guy whose dick was getting sucked pops up too.
Hold on.
So then...
Do you ever see The Shining? You know what we're even talking about then?
Here we go. I'm going to get ripped for this. No, but...
Have you ever seen... Okay, so have you ever seen the 30 Seconds to Mars, the Kill music video?
No, but I...
All right, now...
Explain
this
to me
where,
the dog mask and a blowjob.
This is where Joe gets killed. Bye, Joe. No.
Wait, what's going on with dog masks and blowjobs?
Okay, first of all, The Shining, watch it.
Okay.
That's all I could say. But the second thing is there's a scene in the movie where the guy is seeing, like, the ghosts of the fucking hotel's past. And he goes and looks into one of the hotel rooms where there's a costume party happening during. And he sees... A person with a dog mask.
A gnarly looking dog mask.
A gnarly, like made in like the 1800s. Like this was a fucking, this was a party that happened long before this man was in this hotel. So this guy looks over and sees a dog mask fucking warthog looking motherfucker come up in a tuxedo, which makes it surprisingly more disturbing. And then another gentleman in a tuxedo proceeds to go, with some fucking, like, crazy music, and, yeah, in a movie where a guy's trying to murder his family, and he's seeing this, it's a little, it's extra fucking weird.
Yeah, it's wildly weird. Out of place, but
to continue my story,
sorry.
So I knew the guy and the girl who...
were fucking on the beach?
Yeah, and so me and Mike are just sitting on the bench on the top, it's just like, this is awkward, and then they come up and sit on the railing in front of us, and they're talking... It's real awkward, and the girl's like, she's going like, oh, my throat is so sore, my knees hurt, and I'm just thinking to myself, they were doing it.
Yeah, I had a chick on top of me in Edgewater Park, like on the rocks near the water over there, and, you know, doing the thing, making out, body parts mushed up against each other, you know what I'm saying? And I might have had a little too much to eat.
Oh.
And I had some built-up gas.
Oh.
And I'll never forget, because that was my first experience farting while somebody was doing the thing to me. And I remember the rock made the fart echo. And I was like, damn, I'm embarrassed.
You ever fart near a chick that really hates it?
Honestly, every chick has laughed. I've been thankful.
Dude, I would fart near this chick and she'd be like, yo, what the fuck? That's mad close to my face. And I'm like, what, are you one of those that believe you're going to get pink eye from a fart?
Yeah, right.
you fuck.
No, some people just literally, like, they don't realize, like, they have, like, a sensory overload. Like, maybe this bitch really, like, did she have weird scented candles all over her house?
I like the old girl's candles.
Yeah, but, I mean, do you need them?
I think they smell
nice.
No,
but what the fuck?
The point that I'm saying is some of these women, some people in general have sensory overload with certain things.
Nah, she just, like, I don't know, like, I think she was convinced that, like, she's, like, one of those people, like, do you know that when you fart, there's always microscopic particles of shit flying out of your ass? And I'm like, you know what?
She had, like, a secret poo-poo fetish.
I'm just gonna shit on you next time. And rub it in your fucking face like a fucking face mask.
Make you look like that fat kid from Matilda who ate all the chocolate cake.
Fucking annoying.
Yo, here's a good topic. We were on weird movies and shit. You ever be scrolling when you were, like, 13 on HBO at, like, 1 in the morning? And you ever come well, hold on.
Yeah,
you make
real
the
sex and all those weird fucking funky fucking people. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not even going there. With you ever seen, like, the parody of Hollywood movies and it's like Bat Babe?
Yeah, yeah.
And then the Joker is
the Jerker. Yeah,
yes!
Yeah, of course.
And he ran around
beating
off. Yeah. Alexis Texas is
in that. Yeah, that's James Dean, that fucking pervert.
Yeah, Alexis Texas is in that. I remember that's how I discovered her. I went, damn, that chick has a big butt. I hit info. And I was like, I like that name.
Yeah, dude.
What
and
movie?
I googled it.
Bat Babe.
Oh, well, yo. Do you ever see Lord of the G-Strings? You ever see Playmate of the Apes?
Ever see Space Nuts?
Yeah.
Yo, there was. But I remember watching Taxi Cab Confessions, too.
Oh.
That was a jacked up show.
Wait a minute.
Taxi Cab Confessions was a very jacked up show.
You know what we should do?
What?
Skit idea.
Okay, but why?
Wait, don't say, whoa.
Hey!
Keep it in the brain.
Hey.
Keep it in the brain.
Fuck all y'all.
God damn. Here's a creative round table. You guys get to hear everything.
Yeah, you got
it. This is what everyone's gonna start doing now, so nothing ever gets spoiled.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't go into fucking detail, right? And if I didn't mention it now, I wouldn't have even fucking spewed it.
That show was fucked, and it was real, because it was the guy who had the camera set up, and he would pick up people, drive around all fucking day. I think they did it in Manhattan, and I think if my memory serves me correct, they might have done one in Vegas. And you know, and then at the end of it, the guy would tell them, you know, you've been recorded, and then they'd sign a release form so they can use it.
Yeah.
That was a whack fucking show, man.
Yeah,
yo,
it was.
The Bang Bus, we all know what it is.
Oh, that's classic. That's the dirtiest van of all time.
Do you think that...
Remember when the roach was crawling around?
Yeah.
The guy's like, yo, dude, a roach. And the fucking roach comes out.
I want to know if somebody drives that into the Pawn Stars parking lot, how much is that?
Have you
seen a legendary van.
Where there's one Bang Bus episode where Kelsey Monroe bangs some dude, and then he comes quick.
And then they do that all the time.
Naked.
They do that all the time.
Yeah.
It was like this weird, like...
An afternoon
with Gianna Michaels. And the they did multiple ones of those. The guy would nut way too quick.
And they kick him out.
And they kick him out like butt-ass naked on the street.
What a terrible thing.
That's okay.
What a fucking flaccid dick. And
because now, like, I'm thinking, let's say you're walking the streets, right?
Yeah.
And the Bang Bus pulls up.
Yeah.
And they're like, yo, you want to bang like Keisha Gray? And then you're in your brain, you're like, of course. But now that I've seen these, I'm like, yo,
you know you're gonna...
It's porn star poon.
I'm gonna come mad quick and get kicked out on the Sunset Strip, butt naked.
They're not gonna give me 10 minutes to go drink Mountain Dew. You know what I'm saying?
Just give me like 5 minutes to regenerate. No, dude, time is money.
Get the fuck out. Can we stop at 7-Eleven and get a code red?
I just need like a fucking giant Mountain Dew. I need to replenish.
I don't even drink it. I'll just pour it in.
Yeah. Like 20 years ago, I brought like this big case of YJ Stingers just for this.
YJ?
Let me go grab one.
YJ Stingers.
Yo, we should not have been drinking those when we were like 8 years old.
Dude, no.
There was a point in time where I was in high school in freshman year where I would get a Mountain Dew Blue, a bacon, egg, and cheese, and a purple bag of Doritos for breakfast.
Do you remember...
How am I not dead?
Bro, do you remember Crunk Juice?
No, what's Crunk?
You don't remember Crunk
Juice? Oh, my God,
the little wing?
It was the little John-endorsed energy drink.
I don't remember
So back that. In these days... Back in this time, I only remember... Back then.
Yeah.
Crunk Juice. It was Red Bull... and Crunk Juice. This was even pre-Monster. Because I don't remember Monster being around. It was fucking Red Bull and Crunk Juice. And, man, I used to fucking drink that all the time.
Yeah.
And, bro, I remember there was fucking... When you would read the ingredients...
I can't pronounce half of them.
No, bro, I can pronounce this. It said it had horny goat weed in it.
What?
Oh, yeah, apparently that's what ginseng is to, like, certain, like, South American countries. Like, you know what horny goat weed is? It's a Jamaican fucking name. That's what, because they speak in, like, slang.
Is that the shit we had in the fridge that day that we used on Dare Pod?
I'm telling you, it's some shit in there. There was ginseng in there.
At that time, I was coming into my own anyway. So I was jacking off like a madman and drinking Crunk Juice.
Crunk Juice?
Yeah, man. But
YJ Stinger. I never drank one of those.
Dude, I did. I remember it tasted like vitamins and shit.
Yeah.
I remember fucking wanting to spit fucking Yellow Jackets like Triple H.
Yo, and John Cena.
Hanging out with a bunch of chicks. YJ Stinger from Stack of Two.
Yeah.
And having little fucking heart palpitations in the living room.
That's why you all listen to heavy metal when we're watching wrestling.
Mom, I need a pair of lungs right now. Why? I need a curb stop, motherfuckers. You're bugging out, man. You had crazy childhoods, bro. Do you remember do you ever remember sneaking Howard Stern at night?
I had a laptop at a very young age with headphones, so I never really had to sneak it, thankfully.
Dude, this is back in the day when Howard Stern was on the fucking E Network.
The E, yes, remember?
Remember
the Girls Next Door? Sorry.
God, yeah. So fucking, I remember watching...
Wild.
I remember being like, I don't know, dude, like 5 or 6 years old, 7 years old, watching like Jenna Jameson ride a Sibian.
Yeah, the fucking vibrator.
And then like, I remember one time he had this dude like pouring cold water on a naked chick and she was going... Dude, I'll never forget that, man. Howard Stern was the shit. Now he's a puss.
Yo, Howard Stern, man, I haven't listened to any of his stuff recently.
He's a revolutionary, he is a pussy.
Everything's changed. From time to time, he has people on that I like to listen to, but, dude, my mother listened to Howard Stern. He used to be on 92.3, bro. He used to be on K-Rock back in the day. And I remember every morning in the car... And then I remember sneaking that shit at night. And as an adult, I went back and I listened to...
All the old shit, man.
He was a revolutionary, man.
Yeah.
He really fucking was the first person on radio to, like, really fucking push the envelope.
He walked so people like fucking Eric Andre...
Yeah, it was like, well, what are you? Well, I'm a disc jockey. But I'm a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like, I'm also a little fucked.
There's no way to, like, you know, like, you want to talk about a guy who, like, self-deprecating humor, always talking about his small dick and how he couldn't get laid in high school. The guy was a fucking genius, man. You ever see Private Parts?
Fucking
great movie, man. Yeah.
I didn't know anything about him until I saw that movie.
Yeah, dude.
And
like,
I saw him out. I was like, yo, this guy is... I want to be him when I get older.
He was like the type of person that like told Jay Leno to go fuck himself over the phone. That's the man, man.
Remember there was an episode that he had Kurt Angle on, and he's like, apparently like the Iron Sheik doesn't like you very much, and they call him, and he's like, fuck you, Kurt Angle.
You ever see when he has
that's great.
The Iron Sheik actually on the show?
Yes.
And he's trying to pull his dick out? And he's getting up going, I'll show you my 10-inch, my cock! I'll show you my cock! And he's going, whoa, like, sit down, Sheik. He's like, I'm sorry. And he's like fucking
shitting on... He's always wanted to show his dick.
Dude, he's shitting on Hulk Hogan, and he's going fucking crazy.
When we were teenagers, TV was the best thing. Remember, like, being up watching Spike TV at 2 in the morning, and then, like, the Girls Gone Wild commercials?
Yeah, dude, with Snoop Dogg.
Hoping nobody, like, a parent's awake in your house when that commercial's on, and you're just like... Oh no, no footsteps, all right?
Well, we were talking about before, like HBO shit. Like, I remember watching, besides Taxi Cab Confessions, I remember, like, watching
Hotel Erotica.
Yeah, and, like, Real Sex was really weird, Like,
with Katie Morgan.
No, that was when she would, like, give you sex lessons and shit. But Real Sex was, like, it was, like, a fucking episode where they would, like, tell different, like, stories of people. Like, doing shit, and I remember...
Oh, and then they would reenact it, right?
Yeah, I remember that... No, it was, like, the real people and their real stories. I remember there was this one, like, cunnilingus class where it was a bunch of virgins, and this person was, like... This hippie person was, like, teaching them how to, like, eat pussy. So they had, like, a bunch of, like, wedges of, like, oranges, and it's like, oh, like, the clitoris, and I'm real young, like, watching this. And it's, like, literally, like, a bunch of virgins.
Like that, yeah.
It's a bunch of virgins and, like, a hippie...
It's getting wet.
It's like a bunch of virgins in a hippie commune, and then there's the one head of them that's like, all right, today, we're going to teach you how to perform cunnilingus. And it's like a bunch of virgins licking on wedges of oranges. I remember one time they showed the girls were demonstrating the fuck dolls, the real-life fuck dolls. And I remember it was like these three girls in a room with a real-life, like, sized fuck doll of a dude. And they were fucking bouncing on this shit. And then I remember it had, like, the pump that jacked the cream out of the wiener. And they were all covered in it. And I'm like, I'm sitting there, I'm like 10 years old, and I'm going, whoa, this is crazy.
That fart
reeks. I'm not going to, like, spoil it, but I am going to say, idea...
Oh, okay, idea. All right, good. Don't go any further. But, I don't know, man. Being a teenager and it was pretty rad. You guys ever play Manhunt a lot?
Yeah.
The video game?
No. Like...
The actual game. It's tank.
No, I think it's funner upstate. I used to go upstate a lot. It's a lot funner in a lot big open-ass area.
I was a fat, lazy piece of shit, so I never wanted to run, and I didn't want to play that game.
I always wanted to play with my friends, but they never played with me. They played when I wasn't there.
Damn. That's terrible. That was something I liked to do when I was younger, playing Manhunt in the dark upstate. That shit was pretty cool.
You ever play Tickle Taint?
Oh, yeah, every night at 9 o'clock.
Uncle?
No. Hopefully not. Not as far as I know. There was a time... Sorry. This is something I meant to bring up to you in separate conversation a few days ago because you reminded me of it. So, across the street from me, I used to live with my Uncle Darren. And he was like the coolest guy ever. But he had a nephew named Chris. And there was a time... We're talking about our childhood, so I'm just remembering something fucked up we did one time. We dressed him up in overalls, tight overalls, huge glasses, and a stupid beanie that we, like, made sure was attached to his head. Went to Toys R Us. I don't know if you remember, they used to sell paintball guns in Toys R Us, but, like, not real ones. It was a splatter, and you would screw this thing on the top, and you'd fill it with paint.
Yeah.
We shot him up, green, orange, red, every color, while he's in these overalls and this stupid white shirt, and we went to Suncoast. Videos.
Suncoast.
And we had him walk through the aisles going, Satan rules. Satan rules. And my uncle Darren would come up behind him with like a freaking Red Bull can and go, shut up, like we didn't know him.
I wish there was footage of that.
And he fell into the DVDs and shit. And then I forgot there was another store near Suncoast that was a DVD store of something of the sort. And we went in there and he did it again. Mm-hmm. And the manager came up to us, I'll never forget it. And they were like, is he going to hurt somebody? And we were like, no, he's not going to, we don't even know him. And then he went to the porno aisle and took something out and was like, Satan rules.
Oh, man. Why isn't there footage of this?
Dude, I wish, man. Oh, my God. I don't know why that, like, jolted in my brain.
Satan rules.
But we're, like, talking about when we were younger.
Beavis and Butthead shit.
And that's one of the funniest things I remember from, like, being, like, of the age of, like, 7 to fucking 13. Oh, God. It reminds me of some shit that we would do. But you ever, like, well, you've pissed on people and stuff like that in the woods. That's fire.
I pissed. Oh! It's a great story. One day, at the Bure Avenue train station, I see... and hear some commotion. So I look over where, you know, where the staircase is, right, like, as you right after you get off the train, but you see it's kind of still like you could see across the avenue.
The people don't, but we do. Yeah.
I look and I see my man. I don't know if anybody from this neighborhood knows, but I'm pretty sure everyone in this room does.
He's in like a New York legend, man. There's videos of him on the train.
Is this the guy from New York City?
No, this is the guy that carried around a fucking
red
cross
book?
and a red folder. And he was it. He said people couldn't see his face because he was an angel. He was the Earth Angel, you know, because that fucking song, you know, it's not like anybody heard that song before, you fuck. But this fucking guy would try to, like, pick up little girls and shit and, like, and be like, hey, you want to be one of my angels? So this guy, one day, I would see him all the time all over the neighborhood, but this one time I'm seeing him yelling at somebody about something stupid. And he comes walking up the fucking Crosby Avenue, I guess, whatever. But he's under the train station. I go, I'm going to piss on this guy. And I guarantee you, well, not that I guarantee you, the next time I saw him, he had a new folder. Because that other one smelled like my fucking dick liquid.
Wait. And he like, to give the people that don't know, to give you a visual of what this man looked like.
Oh.
And those of you from the city, you know, will know who this is. He's been everywhere. He's been at Central Park doing yoga in a Speedo on a hot
summer day. Yeah, I've heard about
that. Let me get this, before you continue. He kind of looks like Captain Lou Albano.
No, he doesn't.
If he was smoking a lot more crack.
Wait, so
first of all, I don't think Captain Lou Albano ever smoked crack.
And I don't think he did, but if man, he did, he'd look like Earth Angel.
He was probably about 5'7". He had a long, black mullet. He almost looked like a Native American chief.
Almost.
He had a long, long, long jet black mullet. And like Anthony had said, he'd walk around with this folder. Red folder with all different religious symbols on it. And he used to, remember the binky that he would wear around his neck? He had one of those. He had one of those light up rave binkies.
Yeah, that's
around his
weird.
Neck. I didn't even that you know that you chew on when you're tripping.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he would have one of those on his neck. And I think he used to like walk around with like a fucking like a cane too. Or something.
Yeah,
like
some kind
staff.
Of fucking stick.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Just, he was a character, man.
I just remembered, I think I found his house once.
Followed him to where he lived?
No. Me and Mike were in country club, and we met up with these girls at, like, I forget where, it's like this, it's like there's an incline, not the big one, but a little one, and there's like a guardrail, some steps.
That could be anybody's house.
Yeah, so, I'm just looking, I'm like,
By the boatyard?
I forget where, I'm just like, you know, right. That's the Earth Angel, and he was standing in a yard holding a giant plank of wood.
He used to, when I would walk home from Lehman, every now and then, he would be in the parking lot of McDonald's.
I haven't seen him in so long.
Dude, it's funny you mention it. I could have sworn I seen him a few weeks ago near Planet Fitness when I was getting out of the gym.
Maybe. I haven't seen him in a long time.
Yeah,
I'll
like,
never forget I drenched that guy in piss like Lexington Steel.
You ruined his folder.
I ruined his folder.
And his hair.
Yeah.
You know,
he had a nice head of hair.
He did have nice hair.
It was a stupid ass mullet, but his hair was pretty nice.
He had a nice head of
hair. Yeah, he looked like he was wearing a big ass. You know what he looked like? He was wearing a jet black version of the Joe Dirt mullet.
Yeah, yeah. There was a bunch of rumors too that I've heard over the years. Like I heard he was really rich, and his wife died, and he lost his mind. You know, you hear a bunch of fucking, like, urban tales. There was also a wolfman that lived two blocks from me in a creepy house.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't know what to believe when you're a kid. But I don't know, man. All I know is the guy was nuts and Anthony took a leak on him one time.
It was fun. I'll never forget him for that one.
You're lucky you didn't fucking catch your little ass.
No, he was running up and I ran across the platform. You know how you can run across the fucking thing and go down the other side by Puzo's?
Yeah.
I did that. I ran by the other side by Pruzo's, and then when I saw him coming up the other way, I'm like, fucking, I went and ran up your ass.
Who were you with?
I was with Mark Santos, Anthony Cavalli, Harry, and I don't remember. The usual suspects.
Man. I wish I was around for some of those Pelham Bay Woods stories.
Dude,
You know, I've got some crazy wood stories.
And then John goes, what?
I wish I could have been there to see you pee on somebody.
For a fire, you didn't even start.
Oh, yeah. What an unbelievable fucking time.
Fucking bunch of dick faces we hung out with.
I remember at some point, Brandon Lee might have mentioned this on past podcasts, there was something called the Yellow Tape Crew. Or the green tape. Like, there was people that wore green tape, like, on their book bag strap. And, like, would cut school and go to the Pacapelum.
I don't remember that.
It was probably a separate group of people.
I didn't hang out with certain fucking corny groups of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that if you ever strapped green tape to your book bag and cut school and thought you were cool, I think you're a fucking loser.
Yeah. You know what? I'm sorry. We might lose half of our following here, and you can cut this out before you edit it, but you know who I thought were kind of losery? Those kids that would sit next to you in high school and just, like, fucking... Every single page of their fucking notebook was just covered in, like, bad graffiti. Like, they weren't even good at it.
Oh, I mean, like...
That was, like, 95% of the fucking people.
Yeah, that was a lot of people.
Yo, what's your tag, bro?
Yo, yeah, well, that fad died.
None of you people are artists, man.
Yeah. All right, let me tell you a fucking joke.
That fad is gone.
You want to know if...
Yeah, I know one person that became an art teacher. Legitimately became an art teacher.
Tell me
about
her.
That's dope.
And would go to fucking... Yeah, dude. I was like 15, she took one of my... She was like, do you have any porn? And I'm like, of course I do. So I gave her a porn magazine for this big
collage
she made. Yeah. So she became a legitimate artist, but most of them were a bunch of shitty assholes that got arrested. Like,
yeah, dude.
I mean,
like,
I won't even mention it.
I mean, it's obviously it's an art form. I mean,
yeah,
we're from the Bronx, and, you know, Richie scene is... A fucking legend.
It's an art form, This is my problem with it. And once again, you can fucking edit this out if anything, but I grew up with a girl whose older fucking brother died. And I'm not gonna mention his tag.
Oh, I remember that.
He was a popular.
Yeah, I remember that.
And this dude was like almost 30.
In the trains, right?
And he fucking fell off a train platform or something. Because he was tagging up.
Look, accidents happen.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I understand it as an art form, though. Because...
You know.
But when we were in high school, there was a lot of people who thought they were really good at it.
Like I said, it's something that, like, you know, we're from the city, and it's a known thing. One of this is the epicenter, and like I said, Richie Scene and so many other people. Yeah.
There's a lot of cool
great artists ones. And made something of themselves. But yeah, there was so many people that were just like... Oh yeah, I'm good at this, and it's like, no, you're not. Yeah. You fucking suck. Like, you get arrested before you even get the chance to finish anything. Like,
exactly.
I couldn't stand that. But like I said, there was one person that I knew personally that actually fucking went on to become an art teacher. That was pretty.
See, that's cool. When you make something.
Like I said, I never did it because I never fucking had. I was just too scared for that. I was too scared for that. I would just stay at home and doodle cartoons in my notebooks. Yeah. But
see, that's cool. Like, you can draw off the dome. I need reference. Yeah, I can't draw off the top.
Oh, I don't know. It's...
No, you're dope. You can do that shit off the top of the dome. I think it's cool.
Buy some t-shirts one day, people. How about that? I'll do some designs. Yeah. Buy some fucking t-shirts.
I'll do some, too. I'll do, like, a fucking... We should make a comic book.
My uncle was a tag artist. He got into this whole fight in high school... Over it. It was a big fight he got into. It was a brawl. He fought this guy.
Of dudes who did different tags?
Now, it's a whole story. Rats, teachers, principals. The highlight of the story
rats.
Is...
Rats? Like actual rats? Like the ones with the tails or the ones that just told on your uncle?
The one who told on my uncle. Yeah, so like, it was a big fiasco. They brawled here, there. His brother, my other uncle, actually got into a fight with the guy from the Bronx Tale, the one who shot Sonny. Threw him through the Burger King window.
Oh, remember the
Burger... No, it wasn't the one that shot Sonny. You're talking about the guy that was Calogero as an adult. Because the guy that shot Sonny, nobody knows. Because after that movie, that was the last... I think that was the guy with the smile at the end that fucking... No, that wasn't that guy. Had to be Calogero.
Yo, that Burger King?
You mean the guy that shot the cop that went to jail?
No, the guy who shot Sonny.
In the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. All right.
Yo, that Burger King, I've cut school so many times with that Burger King, it's ridiculous.
That was a rank Burger King, man.
Yeah, that was.
I would
was.
Cut school once in a while when I had, like, a sub teacher, because I was, like, a real... I'll be honest with you, I was afraid of my brother. I thought my brother would beat the shit out of me if I cut school, so I didn't, and I'm happy that he raised me that way. But when I did cut school, it was because we had a substitute teacher, and I would, like, write four different names on the fucking list anyway. I'd just go there and be like... One time I went there with Mentos and Diet Coke when that shit first happened. I swear to Christ, that's why they had to change that fucking middle part with the fucking...
The car?
With the car, like
the black car. Yeah, the car, yeah, that car was sick. If you're listening and you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? There was a Burger King near the high school here in our neighborhood, and it had like a car in the middle, like a car
with a boot. It had a 1950s theme. Cadillac. Yeah. That was the whole...
But it was also, but it was also, the car, it was Men in Black themed.
No, it wasn't.
I don't think it was.
No, it wasn't.
I think it was just a Cadillac, right?
There was a jukebox across the...
Yes, the jukebox, yeah.
It was a 1950s theme.
Yeah, I remember that. It was the fucking jukebox. Man, I cut school on that bitch so many times. The only time I cut school, and got caught was the same day that I was first in a cop car and I lost my virginity all on the same day.
You didn't get ringed to bookings, though, right?
No, they just brought me back to school.
They knew better.
Yeah, but it was dope. Got off the bus, got shit on by a bird, got picked up in a paddy wagon, coming out of a 7-Eleven to clean up my bird shit, got taken back to school, left school three periods later, lost my virginity.
Ooh!
Mic drop. Anybody lose their virginity in a better way? Probably. But I think I got a top 10 right there. That's a hell of a day.
You know how I lost my virginity? My father's friend took me
in. Damn it!
Oh, no. Okay. Ew, that was good. Yeah. That didn't actually happen. I'm sorry for anybody who. That did happen too. But I have to do a switcheroony. Come.
Yeah, well, we're probably. What time are we at over there, Anthony? What were we looking at?
We're looking at an hour
and some minutes, an hour and five.
We could go five more. Yeah, well, we got time on the shit. Well, listen, we got some more minutes. Graves, the other day, while we were talking on Instagram, you said you had to go off on here about something. If you remember what it is.
Wait a minute. Hold on. That's a little hard, man.
Yeah, we go off on everything all the time.
I'm an opinionated dude. You want to give me a little bit of a kickstart here?
Dude, you didn't give me much insight. You were like, yo, I can't wait to get back on the podcast. I got to talk shit. And I was like, let's do it this week.
Fuck, I can't remember.
Damn it.
I literally can't remember.
It's all right.
Well, since we're on the top of high school, I heard this one time.
Wait. I'm sorry. Damn it. I just had it in my brain what it might have been about. It might have been about, like, people on Instagram. Because I think you sent me some kind of fucking post, and you were like, I can't fucking stand people. And then you were like, I gotta talk shit.
God, I can't remember, man.
Damn.
Well, maybe I'll remember if... Gotta go on.
What were you talking about in high school?
In Lehman High School, we used to have really bad gas leaks. Like, we had to go outside all the time, fire drills, people fighting in the Dunkin' Donuts parking lot. Good times. There was this one time in Spanish class where we had to go out. That was always the time it happened, too. So I see this dude I know. He's like, yo, Anthony, what's going on here? I'm like, there's a gas leak. We have to evacuate the building. He's like, really? Tell me how this dude pulls out a lighter and he's just like... He hears the word gas leak and he's just like, hey, let me kill everyone.
People are stupid. I got you on better. One time I was sitting...
Like,
you know,
I've heard of school shooters, but not school, like, gassers.
Yeah, I don't know. But one time I was sitting, and everybody was doing some group work, and I swear to God, this exact conversation took place to my right. I heard these kids going, yo, did you really not finish that, son? And my man went, nah, not yet, because you ain't fucking helping me. And he said, yo, my dude, no homo, if you don't finish that... I'ma fuck you straight in the ass. And I lost my fucking mind laughing. And I remember the art teacher, I think it was Ms. Shellhorn, looked at me and went, Joe. And I was like, did you not hear that though? Like, that was fucking hilarious. No homo. If you don't finish that, I'ma fuck you in the ass. The way people used to talk to me, and still talk to each other, is hilarious. To me, anyway. Oh my god. I don't know. Maybe we should start wrapping this pod up. John, is there any stories or anything you want to tell to wrap this one out? Anything you want to say?
Yeah, there's something I think there's something I wanted to say here.
Yeah, talk to him.
I wanted to say, if you're out there and you're interested in coming on the show.
Yeah.
Like, if you're available, like, if you're in town and you're cool, come on the show and talk to us.
Yeah. Yeah, hell yeah.
And if not, and you think we suck, then fuck you.
Yeah. Maybe come on the show and tell us why we suck.
You come on the show and tell us why we suck.
Yeah.
Tell us why, you know.
You might get your ass beat down here.
Exactly. Or we might just take the constructive criticism.
Yeah.
We have cookies.
I completely forgot what I wanted to even vent about because my mind is in 20 different fucking places.
And about an hour from now, you're going to be like, fuck, that's what I
might remember.
Say.
I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, thank you for fucking supporting us, for your continued support over here on the podcast and then out there in YouTube land.
Yes, and, you know, just we're always appreciative, and we can't stress that enough. Everything seems to be on this uphill fucking wave, so we're all very grateful. Everybody that's ever been associated with the show is very, very grateful.
So we got DarePod 15 just dropped about a week ago. That's out now if you're a fan of all the madness and mayhem
of the DarePod.
And then we got Tales from the Gulag with Colonel Scopey, episode 2. And there's much more comedy-oriented things for you to fucking enjoy that are on the way. It's going to be a nice, hot, long, big, fat summer.
Hell
and there's
going to
be a ton of great shit here from the guys at the fucking Audio Asylum.
Hell yeah, we got a lot of shit coming, and I for one, am very excited. Darepong 16, should I tell them who's in that, or should we just leave that
promoted,
up for surprise?
Baby. Let's get it going.
Darepong 16 will be out within a week and a half of you hearing this. It is myself and the gentleman to my right, Graves, taking on Emo Tim and Ricky Ray in the return of the tag team matches. We're trying to get Billy back, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully we get him back.
And also tell them about Answer Reddit.
Yes.
Our new segment that's coming.
Yes. Me and John went through the deepest archives and the stupidest questions of Reddit, and we react to it and answer some of the dumbest things you guys post and ask on there. Like I said, Tales from the Gulag is continuing. There are many other videos that will tie in our nice little comedic story arc in Darepong. Obviously, there's a podcast that comes out every week, if not every other week. And just follow us on Instagram, audio_asylum_podcast. Give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. Subscribe to us on SoundCloud. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Share and promote all that shit. And as usual, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Be safe. Just because things are opening up don't mean shit ain't still bad out there. But if you want to get vaccinated, get vaccinated. If you don't, I don't give a shit. But enjoy your summer, guys. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Buff.
Beef.